Oh boy, do I love compliments. Do I think compliments are the greatest thing in the world? They just tickle my heart when people say, gee, you're good looking today. Gee, you're smiling nice today. Gee, you got everything going for you. And you know what the truth is? They got everything going for them. The people who are calling me, having everything going for me, they got everything going for them. And I like it when they say that. I like it when they say it because I just accept. Okay, I accept, I accept. You know, I may not be able to see myself entirely that way, but I accept. And when I accept, I'm opening up that door. Now, I'm not saying, you're damn right, I'm good. I'm just fantastic. Yeah, it's about time you noticed it. You know, that sort of acceptance, it closes the door. You know, that's like the prayer standing on the street corner praying and getting his reward from the people. And we don't want to do that. We want to just say, thank you. It takes one to know one. You call me a millionaire, it takes one to know one. Yeah. You call me brilliant, beautiful, fantastic, glorious, all that good stuff, it takes one to know one. And that's okay to say that. That's okay to say that because then they can say that to you too. When you see in them something nice, but be sure to see it. Don't just say it because you'd like to see it, you know. But say it because you see it and say, wow, it's such a joy to be with you. Because when I'm with you, I just feel alive and awake and alert and good stuff like that. There are people we don't feel that with, you know. There are people who, when we're with them, we feel dragged out when they leave. And we're so happy they leave. And what is wrong with them? Nothing. It's that we accepted their problems, their conditions as real. And while we should have been saying under our breath, if not out loud, under our breath, you're fantastic, you're joyous, you're wonderful, you're home perfect, you're beautiful. Oh man, you're great. No, you're fantastic, you're fantastic, you're fantastic. And then maybe you say it out loud and see what would happen. But the thing is, praise is such a lovely and a treacherous thing. Praise is treacherous when we think we deserve it. And praise is lovely when we think, well, I hadn't thought of myself like that, but that's very nice of you, you know. That's very, just be sort of, unexpecting it, you know. But of course, you know it all along. But don't look so obvious. If they're throwing you a birthday party, pretend you don't know, you know. I mean, everybody knows you know it's your birthday, and maybe it's a few days early or a few days late, but everybody knows that, and everybody knows that somehow it trickled out to you that you're having a surprise birthday party, you know? And so you say, oh my gosh, this is wonderful. Oh, I love surprise birthday parties. You know, this is wonderful. You know, I'm glad she told me about it. No, you wouldn't say that, you know. But you just pretend. But that's a happy pretend. That's not a negative pretend. They say, oh, you knew. So, you know, I like to play the game too. So you didn't do too good a job of surprising me, but at least you tried, and I think that's wonderful, you know. I like being surprised. I like having those wonderful little special things come along that I think are coming. I might say I hope are coming, you know. But until they come, you're not sure. Because, like, it could be 3 days late, or it could be 3 days early, because everybody's in town 3 days early, so you had the party, you know. On the day of the party, or the day of your birthday, everybody's on about their business. It's a work day, and everybody's doing their thing, and you know, you don't know where anybody is. But this is wonderful. This is wonderful. We don't need the compliments. You see, when you give me a birthday party, you're not saying happy birthday to me. You're saying I love parties to yourself. You're saying parties are such fun. Who can we give a party for next? Is a dog here? A cat? Maybe. When was the bird born? You know. And when did you pick up that bird and carry it into the house? Or you know, the cat was doing something. You know, with Anita. When that's a special day. You know, we have that the bird awakening, the cat awakening, the bird awakening day. You know, and but we love parties. And one of our mottos here on the monastery campus is that, what are we going to do next for a party? You know? Oh, who needs an excuse for a party? We go to Alice in Wonderland. What do we say? Happy, not unhappy birthday party. Happy on birthday party. Not unhappy party, my goodness sakes. Who needs an unhappy party? An unbirthday party. And we can have an unbirthday party every day of the week, can't we?
Yes.
Every day, every hour, every minute we can have unbirthday parties. And I like unbirthday parties too. I don't like birthday parties so much because I don't want to have to remember them. But I want a party when I want, when I'm thinking of a party. If I'm on my way home from town and I say, hey, I think I'll buy some ice cream and have a party tonight. And I come home and I buy the ice cream and I say, we're having a party tonight. For what? Because I want the ice cream. You know? You want a better reason? You know? And but if you have to give it for holidays, if you have to give it for anniversaries or wedding anniversaries and what have you, I don't like that. Because it's too easy to forget it. Now, when I'm talking about people who attended a seminar, and I'm saying all these wonderful people attended a seminar, and I might forget somebody because they were quiet and just soaking it up and not making a big fuss, and I forgot them. It's not that I forgot them, but it's just that when the listing came, I didn't put their name down. That was the foolish thing to do. I should always have lists of every group of seminars that we have, so I'm sure to have it. Now, one time I was going the rounds on our out-of-body journey, remember? And I forgot Gertrude. And Gertrude sort of gave me the cold shoulder the next day. And I knew what it was for. And so then that evening, at the tail end of the out-of-body experience, I had Gertrude give hers from the night before and from that night. And she just beamed and glowed because she thought I really did forget. Well, if I forgot or not, doesn't matter. The thing is, I remembered. And the thing is, I shouldn't be put on the fire for remembering or not remembering, because my work is not remembering things. My work is living in the yes, now, here, now, right here, now, and nothing else. And so if for any reason I don't have that, I do have photographic recall, but if I do for any reason not put the name on there, they should not feel unhappy about it because they shouldn't be touched about it. But people are touched, not just Gertrude, everybody. Gertrude is probably the least touched of all of us, but she was touched too. And that's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing when you can live your life, so to speak, untouched by anything that goes on. Happy, harmonious, joyful, filled with peace, love, goodness. And we'll throw this in as a little aside. If you can keep your mouth shut and dream your dream, and let your dream manifest, and when it manifests, be so surprised and delighted, but keep your mouth shut, because every time we open our mouth about our dream, about our desire, about our goal, about our wishes for ourselves, we stop it from happening, because we put it into the consciousness of those about us who say, she's whole and perfect. She's a miracle woman. She's rich. My goodness, you know. And they'll cut you down. Not meaning to be mean in any way. Just being realistic and logical. You know how that is. But we must learn to shut up. We must learn to keep it to ourselves. That's our precious gold gift. I would imagine if you were able to talk to Jesus and talk to Jesus about all of the things that he contemplated in his heart, and then look at the record and see how many of those things he spoke about before they happened, you'd find he didn't speak about anything virtually before it happened. Now, when he went to Lazarus, he says he only sleeps. Now, that was a fact. Now, he could have awakened him and then said he only slept. But what did he do to Peter's mother? You know, what did he do to all these different people that he said, the little girl, he said, they only sleep. What happened when the little girl woke up? I'm hungry! I want something to eat! My goodness sakes, my stomach is rumbling, tumbling. And isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful? It's not, thank God I'm alive again. I was dead, but now I'm alive. And boy, Mom, aren't you glad that I'm and blah, 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 blah. I maybe made a mistake. But all kidding aside, that's the things that sometimes messes us up. Keep your own counsel. Keep your secrets. Keep your goals. And as your goals manifest, people say, how come her goals always manifest? I didn't know she had the goal. But how come she gets all this? How come she gets to do that? How come she gets to do this? And you just say, well, I put the cause in motion and I shut my mouth. Now, if the rest of you can put the cause in motion and shut your mouth, well, probably work for you too, you know. But you're like me, like I used to be. Tell it all. They have in this bulletin that they send out, applying for a job. So many people are writing resumes. Don't tell everything. Keep a few magical secrets and let them see as you develop. But if you tell them everything, they'll think you're overqualified, and they'll think, surely, as soon as you find a better paying job, you get the heck out of there, you know. Don't tell them everything. Don't tell them that as soon as you get stabilized, you want to go into counseling. Don't say those things. Just say, I want this job because I would like to work on this job. I think it would be a wonderful experience for me and a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it, you know. And I'm looking forward to working with my fellow workers here that I met this morning. These people on your staff, they're really alive people. They're creative and they're interesting and dynamic. It'll be a great joy to work with them, you know. And the boss says, when can you start? You know, I like those attitudes. When can you start? And so you start right away. Let me start right now, you know. I can always use the cash, you know. And I don't care if you give me a desk or not, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. You know. So, dream your dream, dream it in your heart, and watch it manifest. It's wonderful, isn't it? And you're wonderful. And so am I. I love you.